ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవతి సేవయ. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 5 చాప్టర్ 14 టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 13. ఏ కదా అసత్ప్రసంగాత్ నికృతమతి వ్యుదకశ్రోత స్కలనవత్ ఉభయతః అపి దుఃఖదం పాఖండం అభియాతి. ఏకదా సత్ప్రసంగాన్ నికృతమతి వ్యుదకశ్రోతః స్కలనవద్ ఉభయతోపి దుఃఖదం పాఖండం అభియతి. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్స్. ఏకదా సమ్టైమ్స్ అసత్ప్రసంగాత్ by association of non-devotees who are against the Vedic principles and who manufacture different paths of religion. Nikrutamatihi, whose intelligence has been brought to the abominable status of defying the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vyudaka Shrodaha, into rivers without sufficient water. Skalanavat, like jumping. Ubhayataha, from both sides. Api, although. Dukkhadam, giving distress. Pakhandam, the atheistic path. Abhiyati, he approaches. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes, to mitigate the distress in the forest of material world, the conditioned soul receives cheap blessings from atheists. He then loses all intelligence in their association. This is exactly like jumping in a shallow river. As a result, one simply breaks his head. He is not able to mitigate his sufferings from the heat, and in both ways he suffers. The misguided conditioned soul also approaches so-called sadhus and swamis who preach against the principles of the Vedas. He does not receive benefit from them either in the present or in the future. Purport. Cheaters are always there to manufacture their own ways of spiritual realization. To get some material benefit, the conditioned soul approaches those pseudo-sannyasis and yogis for cheap blessings. But he does not receive any benefit from them, either spiritual or material. In this age, there are many cheaters who show some jugglery and magic. They even create gold to amaze their followers, and their followers accept them as God. This type of cheating is very prominent in Kali Yuga. Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur describes the real Guru in this way. Samsara Dava Narali Dhaloka Tranayakarunya Ganaghanatvam Praptasya Kalyana Gunana Varsha Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. One should approach a guru who can extinguish the blazing fire of this material world, the struggle for existence. People want to be cheated and therefore they go to yogis and swamis who play tricks. But tricks do not mitigate the miseries of material life. If being able to manufacture gold is a criterion for becoming God, then why not accept Krishna, the proprietor of the entire universe, wherein there are countless tons of gold. As mentioned before, the color of gold is compared to the willow wisp or yellow stool. Therefore, one should not be lured by gold manufacturing gurus, but should sincerely approach a devotee like Jada Bharat. Jada Bharat instructed Rahugana Maharaj so well that king was relieved from the bodily conception. One cannot become happy by accepting a false guru. A guru should be accepted as advised in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jijnashuh shreya uttamam. One should approach a bona fide guru to inquire about the highest benefit of life. Such a guru is described as follows. Shabde parecha nishnatam. Such a guru does not manufacture gold or juggle words. He is well versed in the conclusions of Vedic knowledge. Vedeshya sarvai ahameva vedya. He is free from all material contamination and is fully engaged in Krishna service. If one is able to obtain the dust of the lotus feet of such a guru, his life becomes successful. Otherwise, he is baffled both in this life and in the next. Om Ajnanati Mirandusya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Few classes back, Narsingananda Prabhu was mentioning in the class. Actually, he was reading entire chapter, right? Recited by Amal Bhakta Prabhu. He put the tape. So, he was mentioning that one should read this chapter again and again. For brahmacharis to become more fixed up in their brahmachari ashram. And grihasthas should read this chapter again and again so that they become fed up with their grihastha life and become a sannyasi. Right? So yesterday one gentleman, he came and he was crying about his family life, how he is suffering. He was shedding tears. He was a big gentleman. Right? So I told him, there is only one solution for you. Read this sixth chapter, Forest of Enjoyment. So that you know, not only you, everybody, all the grihasthas, all the people who have taken birth in this material world, they have to suffer like this. So when people suffer like this, they go to sadhus to get relief. But because they are not educated properly, they get cheated. Srila Prabhupada, he went to one Marwadi gentleman's house for doing some program. So he requested, Swamiji, please bless my son. Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada replied, if I bless your son, he will get a sika and kanti mala. Is that okay? He said, no, it's so. You know. Once Srila Prabhupada, he was traveling from Nellore somewhere, Calcutta somewhere. So he was sitting in first class coupe. So some gentlemen, they wanted to meet Prabhupada. Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Harishwari Prabhu, they were actually preventing them from meeting Prabhupada. No, you can't meet like that. So when they went to fetch something, three of them they entered Prabhupada's coupe. Right? So there were one gentleman saying his son is not well, he's suffering from cancer, whatever. Another gentleman is saying his wife is giving him trouble. So another gentleman is saying he's having problem in the business. You know, please give your blessings. Right? So Srila Prabhupada instructed them, give up everything and surrender to Krishna, everything will be alright. Right? So immediately, yes, okay Swamiji. So they left. So later on Srila Prabhupada commented, if you have disease, your son is suffering from cancer, you must go to the doctor. Why do they come to the, you know, Swamiji, you know? So they want to cure their disease without paying, you know, medical bills. Right? So like that, there are many sadhus who manufacture gold, so-called sadhus, who manufacture gold to, you know, to attract disciples. In Christianity, there are many preachers who come and say they will offer prayers and they will cure the diseases. Right? So in Andhra, there was a famous or notorious, there is one K.A. Paul. He is so famous, somebody gave him Boeing aeroplane to tour all over the world. He was able to meet all the presidents of the countries and just like that. Hundreds of crores he had acquired, you know, offering prayers. This, he says like that, I am Jesus' representative, whatever. Jesus has blessed me and all that. Then he had a fight with previously that he died now, Y.S. Rajshekhar Reddy, Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh. He was also a big converter of Christianity. So he had a problem, and then they somehow, this K. Paul's brother and his relatives, they removed him from that trust. And this fellow, he became so upset that he got his brother killed. And he became mentally imbalanced. So they had to put him in the hospital, mental hospital. So somebody asked him, you are healing hundreds and thousands of people. For your own healing, why are you going to hospital? You know? So now that Boeing aeroplane was taken away, all the money was taken away. He's, you know, like that. So, people, they are foolish. That's why they become attracted to such foolish people. On second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, on one lecture, one verse, so Srila Prabhupada says that it is very easy to become perfect. What? It's very easy to become perfect, provided you take shelter of a perfect person. You take shelter of a perfect person. But because we don't want to become perfect, we surrender to less than perfect. Right? Because we don't want. Once one person, he was saying, Prabhu, I am so much bothered by lust and all these things. What to do? So I told you, pray to Radha Madan Mohan. He'll make you free. No, the problem is, I don't want to become free from lust. Right? If you want, the problem is we don't want to become free from, you know, desire for sense enjoyment. Suppose I have a desire for enjoying sense enjoyment. I pray to Krishna. Two prayers I can ask Krishna. Suppose if Krishna asks, you know, say, okay, I'm satisfied with your prayer. What do you want? I can ask either of these things. Oh, I am so much bothered by sense enjoyment. Please, you know, relieve me from sense enjoyment. Another thing, and I can ask, oh, I am so much bothered by sense enjoyment. Please provide me sense enjoyment. You know, either of these things we can ask. Like in sixth canto Bhagavatam, when Vritrasura was born, they were, all the demigods, they were very disturbed. And they went to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. So they offered prayers. So, my dear Lord, we are so much bothered by, disturbed by Vritrasura. Please tell us how to kill this Vritrasura. So Lord Krishna came and then he expressed regret that actually those who come to me, no, they can get anything in this world. They can get Vaikuntha also. You know? So he was very sorry. The Lord was sorry So they didn't ask for Vaikuntha. Instead they were asking, you know, why don't you please kill, how, tell us how to kill Vritrasura. Right? So Prabhupada wrote a beautiful purport. You know, they could have asked, you know, to go back home, back to Godhead, so that, you know, not only by Vritrasura, in future also they will not be disturbed by any demon. You know, by any demon. But they don't want to become free. You know, they want to continue with the blessings of the Lord. So the Lord says, even an expert physician, when he is treating the patient, even if the patient wants to eat something, nice things, he will prohibit. You know? So like that, the Lord also, he doesn't give. But the devotees, so-called devotees, if they persist, so the Lord, you know what he can do. Right? Okay. So the demigods might have become free from disturbance of Vritrasura, but that is not the end. Again they had to face so many other demons. Right? So in the battle between Vritrasura and the demigods, who was the real victor? Vritrasura. Even though in the eyes of common people, he got defeated by Indra. So, that's why Srila Prabhupada says, when we go to approach the spiritual master, we shouldn't actually start recounting our material problems. You know, material problems. This thing happened, that thing happened. You know, so when we go to the spiritual master, we should inquire. You know, like Sri Sanatana Goswami, who am I? Why am I disturbed by these three modes of this tapatraya, three types of suffering, like that. So then one will get relief. Otherwise, Krishna is sitting in everybody's heart. So if you want to be cheated, Krishna will send us to a cheater. If you want to become perfect, Krishna will send us to you. Yeah, perfect person who can deliver us from this material entanglement. Oh. Like that. So, mentioned that how do we recognize a proper bona fide spiritual master? Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jijnyasu Shreya Uttamam Shabde Pare Nishnatam Brahmani Upashamashrayam Tasmat Gurum Prapadyata Jijnyasur Shreya Uttamam. Right? So, one must approach a spiritual master. You know, Jijnyasu, one who is inquisitive. You know, Tasmat Gurum Prapadyata Jijnyasur Shreya Uttamam. Tama means ignorance. Right? Uttama means above ignorance. You know, for getting perfect knowledge, you must approach a bona fide spiritual master. So, what is the qualification of a bona fide spiritual master? It is said that Shabde Pare Nishnatam. You know, Shabde Pare Nishnatam Brahmani Upashamashrayam. Shabde means one must be fully conversant with all Vedic knowledge, complete knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads, all knowledge, Shabde. Pare means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, he must have realized the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. Pare. That is called Brahmani. Pare Brahmani. You know, one is fixed in the Personality of Godhead. One who has complete knowledge. Then, Upashamashrayam. Upashamashrayam means he is completely free from all kinds of material desires or material contamination. He is not even a spot of material desire in his heart. That is called Nishnatam. This verse is from 11th Canto Bhagavatam. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he explains on this verse that Shabde Pare Nishnatam. A spiritual master, he must be fully conversant with all Vedic knowledge, so that a disciple asks any question, he must be able to answer. Not that, you know, I will consult somebody. You ask somebody, you know, Maharshi Yogi, one of the secretaries of Maharshi Yogi, he became a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. So when he was in Himalayas, they were asking questions to Maharshi Yogi. Right? So he was unable to answer the questions. Because some people are already practicing, and after so many years of practice, so they have reached some stage and they were having further questions. So when they asked further questions, he was unable to answer. Then he told them that actually whatever Bhaktivedanta Swami is teaching, that is a perfect knowledge. That is a perfect knowledge. So that is why he came to meet Prabhupada and he joined with Prabhupada. So then they mentioned to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, why didn't you preach to him to join us? Prabhupada said, no, he won't come, because he has already reached a stage where he was very famous for. If he says that it is wrong and he joins us, it will be a great insult to him. He will become infamous. That's why he won't join. So like that, spiritual master means he must be able to answer all the questions, clear all the doubts a disciple has. Then Vishnu Chakravarti writes that if the spiritual master is not fully conversant with knowledge, the disciple, he will become despondent. Then he will lose interest in Krishna consciousness, and again he will get back to his previous life. Right? Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he writes that Upashamashrayam, one must be free from all material desires. All material desires. So, there is one devotee, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disciple, Ananta Vasudev. He was actually, that time Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was asked, after you, who will explain Siddhanta? Then he said, Ananta Vasudev, he will explain. He will be my representative of explaining everything. So, he was actually known as Shrutidhara. You know, Shrutidhara. He used to remember, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, like even Srila Prabhupada also commented, that when the disciples, when they read Brahma Samhita written by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they could not understand the English written by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So when it was mentioned to Srila Prabhupada, can we put it in a simple English? Srila Prabhupada rejected, no, let it be there. They will know how great my spiritual master was. Everybody will know. Like that. He used to speak very difficult language, and then sometimes he would become animated and speak something very fast, so the disciples would not be able, were unable to understand. Then they would ask again, then he would tell Vasudev Prabhu, you explain. You explain. So like that. He was known as Vani Vigraha. Vani Vigraha. So he actually, whatever prayers that we chant, pranam prayers of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Sri Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, And Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he only composed Anant Vasudeva. He composed these prayers. And he only added to all the spiritual masters, Ashtotra Sata. What is the meaning of Ashtotra Sata? Sri Ashtotra Sata. Anybody knows? Ashtotra Sata, Sri Ashtotra Sata means he is endowed with 108 opulences. Sri Ashtotra Sata. That means he is above, he is above the material plane. Sri Ananta Vasudeva Prabhu, he added one word to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sastakur, Chidvilasa. They used to call him, that time, Chidvilasa. Chidvilasa means, Chit means knowledge, internal potency of knowledge that gives bliss in the service of Krishna. Chidvilasa. Vilasa means pastimes. So one who is always engaged in the internal pastimes of Radha and Krishna, that is the meaning of Chidvilasa. So later on, of course, that Chidvilasa word was not become famous, is not used so much. But it is Ashtotra Sata became very, Sri Ashtotra Sata became very famous. Now also we use, Sri Ashtotra Sata, Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Right? So, this Ashtotra Sata should not be accompanied with ordinary sadhakas or those who are not free from material desires. Even if somebody has one spot of material desire, you shouldn't be addressed Ashtotra Sata. it's only for Paramahamsa devotees. One who is free from all. So this is called Upashramashrayam. That person, spiritual master, he should be completely free from any kind of material contamination. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he wrote in the purport that if the spiritual master is not free from material contamination, then he cannot make his disciple also become free from. Rider is there. If I am not free, how can I take my like that? So that is why one must be very careful. Whom we choose as spiritual master. Because our entire life, entire spiritual life depends on whom we choose as spiritual master. Right? So because our connection is with Krishna, we don't have direct connection with Krishna. So only, that's why Srila Prabhupada told Bhavananda Prabhu, do you know, unless I introduce you to Krishna, Krishna will not accept you. Even in Golok Vrindavan. Right? Like that. So that connection, that person, that personality, that's why Om Vishnupada, like Prabhupada, Vishnupada. So what is the meaning of these words? Prabhupada means one who is at lotus feet, one who is present, situated at the lotus feet. Right? So Prabhupada, Vishnupada. So, like that. So, one must be very careful. Otherwise, in 6th kind of Bhagavatam, there is one verse which says that, I think Indra only is saying that one must be very careful to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise, if somebody takes shelter of a person who is not bona fide, it is just like boarding the boat made of stone. Which chapter? Indra only? I was unable to find that verse. So it is just like taking shelter of a boat made of stone. So what will happen to your boat made of stone? Huh? It will sink. It can't take you across the ocean. In the same way, if you take shelter of a person who is not completely Krishna conscious, who is not fixed completely in Krishna consciousness, it is like taking shelter of a boat. So that person who became a spiritual master, he will go to hell, and the disciples who are worshipping him, they also will go to hell. That's what Indra says in 6th kind of Bhagavatam. So one has to be very careful. Otherwise there are so many. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that there is one Sai Baba with hairstyle, right? He died now in Andhra. So there are so many people, you know, he produces gold. So that PC Sarkar, you know, he challenged Sai Baba. Said, you know, come, you know, let us have, you know, exhibition of our magic. So whatever you produce, I can also produce. So he refused. Even ISKCON devotees that time, they challenged Sai Baba for a public debate. You know, they refused. No. So PC Sarkar, he produced a sandesh. You know, and he was giving. The Sai Baba, he was giving, you know, gold rings and all that. Right? So later on the video it was caught. You know, he used to keep it in his kurta, you know, and then he used to take it out. Right? So later on, but people are very foolish. Somebody gave 700 crores to Sai Baba. 700 crores. Recently one Tamil gentleman, businessman, he gave 110 crores to Shirdi Sai Baba temple. 80% of his income. Prabhupada said 50% you give to Krishna. Right? Nobody gives. In ISKCON nobody gives 50% of income. But that person, he is giving 80% of his income. Because his father or somebody, he became very sick and the doctors told him, you know, he cannot be revived. Then somebody suggested he go to Sai Baba and pray. So somehow, ittefaq se ho gaya, he became cured. So he developed so much faith in Shirdi Sai Baba. So since then, last 20-30 years, the entire guest house costing 110 crores, whatever. So all the residences, guest house, so many guest house he built with his own money. So, is it that he is going to get any benefit? No. If he had given to Prabhupada, you know, ISKCON, how much, you know, he would have gone back to Godhead. Right? Actually, Prabhupada told, you know, Sethi Prabhu, you built a house for devotees, Krishna will build a house for you in Goloka Vrindavan. Right? So, one has to be very, very fortunate to come to ISKCON and, you know, become a devotee of Krishna and serve Krishna. Because this is the perfect path in Kali Yuga, Krishna consciousness. So one has to be very... So Srila Prabhupada said, somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, Third World War will come or what? Srila Prabhupada said, if ISKCON fails, it will come. Yeah? If ISKCON fails, it will come. If ISKCON is successful, then it won't come. So it depends on you, how many books you distribute, you know, how many people you make devotees, right? How many people you make devotees, like that. So one has to be, not only, it's not enough to become it's not enough you find a bona fide spiritual master. You have to be a bona fide disciple also, right? It's not that, you know, somebody takes a mala and kanti mala and then name is changed, he becomes a disciple. Somebody said to Srila Prabhupada, so they are all your disciples, you know, they are behaving so badly, they are breaking regulated principles. Srila Prabhupada said, who said they are my disciples? They are not my disciples. Disciple means? Huh? One who follows the instructions of the spiritual master. Not that, you know, it is an official thing. You know? It's an official thing. Right? So it's not only from both the sides. The Prabhupada said, if the man is potent, woman is fertile, then the child will be born. Right? If the spiritual master is powerful and the disciple is sincere, then the devotion will be born. Right? Otherwise, you know, so how it is possible to get Krishna? Right? So from our side also, we have to be very sincere and one must follow. So Srila Prabhupada, once Shyam Sundar Prabhu and other devotee, they were sleeping. So Prabhupada asked Shrutakirti Prabhu. Why they didn't come for Mangalarti? Shrutakirti Prabhu said, I don't know. Said, call them. So Shamsundar Prabhu and other devotees, they came. Said, why you didn't attend Mangalarti? Prabhupada said, waking up early in the morning, taking cold water bath, wearing fresh cloth, it is not a spiritual thing. It is a matter of common sense and hygiene. Then he said, you wake up early in the morning, take cold water bath, wear fresh cloth, chant 16 rounds, follow four regulative principles, reduce eating and sleeping. If you do like that for 12 years, whatever he says, it becomes perfect. In 12 years, we can become perfect. You know? But we are not doing that. Right? We are not doing that. That's why, like that. Once one disciple asked Prabhupada, does spiritual master know everything? Prabhupada said, only Krishna knows everything, and the spiritual master knows whatever Krishna wants him to know. Right? Krishna wants him to know. Then another time he said, a spiritual master knows that much, that is sufficient to deliver you from the clutches of material existence. Right? Like that. So this is a very important verse. It is said that there is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, then Chandala and Swapacha. Like that there are 10. Film actors come, 10th class. 10th class. So lowest of all people, in Manusamhita there is a verse. It is said that one who recites Bhagavatam for money, one who recites Bhagavatam, all these professional Bhagavatkars, they are the lowest of the mankind. Those who do it for money. That is why Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that there will be no effect on them. But when you meet a bona fide spiritual master, when you hear from speaking, the first thing that happens is papakshay krut. The desire for committing sinful activities goes away. That is called diksha. Diksha means papakshay krut. That is one aspect of diksha. Divijnanam, you get divijnan. Another is papakshay krut. That sinful propensity for committing sinful activities will go away. Then you get great relief, samsara davana linda loka. Then you will be free from this forest of enjoyment. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.